I remembered my friends' kind faces, and I felt calmer. Then my anger came back. I was alone, and I could not take revenge on them. So I decided to destroy the house. I waited until night time. There was a strong wind, and the clouds disappeared from the sky. I lit a dry piece of wood and danced angrily around the house. Then I pushed the burning wood into the wall. The house burned quickly. I watched the orange and yellow fire destroy the De Laceys' home. Then I ran as far away as possible. I decided to find you, Frankenstein. You created me. You were responsible for me. When I left your laboratory, I took a piece of paper with me. It had your name on it. I knew the names of towns from the De Laceys' conversations and from their books. I discovered that you were in Geneva. So I went after you. I had to follow the sun because I had no map. I felt only hate towards you. But I wanted you to help me. You gave me a heart with feelings. And then you sent me into the cruel world. You also made me an ugly monster that humans hated and feared. It was late in the autumn when I left. There was no sun. Rain and snow fell around me. The rivers were frozen, and the earth was hard and cold. I only travelled at night. I did not want to meet anyone. I suffered a lot. My heart grew cold and hard. I thought only of revenge. After a long time, I arrived in Geneva. It was spring, and the world was green again. In the evening, I found a hiding place in some fields. I felt terrible because I was so hungry and tired. I was falling asleep when a noise woke me. It was the sound of a child who ran into my field. Suddenly, I had an idea. This child was young. He did not have fear or hate in his heart.